Next week, the Cheyenne International Film Festival gets underway. The event begins May 16th and runs through the 19th. The producer of the event is Alan Ohashi, who's been active in helping Wyoming movie makers, and this venue gives them a chance to showcase their work. But as the title suggests, international films will also be shown. Ohashi says the event was started 5 years ago and continues to grow. He says they'll be showing a wide range of films.
We have 24 films ranging from 5 minutes to feature-length films, and we have a variety of films. One filmmaker from Iran kind of had to smuggle their movie out. We have films from the United Kingdom and Canada and Spain, France, from a variety of places, as well as in Wyoming. We have a Wyoming showcase that's happening on opening night, and that's May 16th. And that screening is free. There's a big community reception that's happening at the Paramount Cafe. And the feature film that night, the opening night film, is The Stagecoach and American Crossroads by Jennifer Tenneken, who is a producer up in Jackson. And we'll be showing the winner of the Wyoming Short Film Contest. That film, I don't think it's been – the winner's been announced, but they win $25,000 to make a movie in Wyoming. And a couple of the shootout films will be playing that night as well.
You have an HBO film you're going to be showing that with?
Yes. We've been promoting a film that we've been working with the producers as well as HBO to screen around the entire state of Wyoming. It's called American Winter. And people have an opportunity to see it on the small screen in their homes, but we're giving folks an opportunity to see this movie on the big screen in during the film festival, and that's on Friday night, the 17th. And that's a film that's that's sort of a part of our call to action program, in which we link up with community-based nonprofits. In this case, it's the Wyoming Children's Action Alliance, which is an advocacy organization for youth around Wyoming. To show this film really about the plight of families in a tight economy. And it showcases eight families in the Portland, Oregon area and the trials and tribulations that they had to go through to pull themselves back up and try to get caught in the safety net, which in many cases really had big, huge holes in it. So that's one that we're promoting. And also that's one that we're promoting as part of the Whistle Stop Film Festival, which is content that we gather in from the Cheyenne Festival as well as just other solicitations and show them around Wyoming. And we've linked up with many of the community colleges, the Southwest Wyoming United Way organization. We're planning a number of screenings around Wyoming over the course of the year, including at the University of Wyoming and when school starts with the University of Wyoming Social Work Students Organization. So we're trying to just provide content into places that don't normally have opportunities to see independent movies, let alone any kind of movies other than what they might see on their television. So we're looking for local producers in communities around Wyoming that are interested in getting a film festival in a box. We have a whole catalog of movies available in addition to American Winter.
What's been your motivation for this?
Well, it's the main motivation really is storytelling, and the idea is to get communities and individuals within communities to talk about the stories of their communities and to do that within the safe space of the arts, and then in this case, digital media or movies. And so programs like the Call to Actions that we have another one along with a group that benefits United States Service Veterans that will be screening on Saturday morning, and that gives them an opportunity maybe to reach out to people who may not know about them or may not even be aware of veterans' issues and provide a forum for people to discuss those in really kind of a safe environment.
Alan Ohashi visiting with us again, talking about the Cheyenne International Film Festival, which gets underway next weekend. One of the things that also you're doing this time, I understand it, is you're not only showing films, but you're having some entertainment.
Right. We're kind of taking a page out of the South by Southwest page playbook, which is a big festival down in Austin, Texas. And we're kind of mixing up movies and live entertainment as well. On Saturday night, we're showing a movie called Loaded, which is about a magician who has a bad night. And another and another film about a misdirection with – it's kind of a crime drama. So we're showing those two films, and then we're coupling that with an evening of magic and entertainment. There's a local illusionist named Dan Jasperson in Cheyenne, and anyone who has seen Dan is mesmerized by his abilities, and we're having a whole show with him on Saturday night. And on Sunday, we have a movie that's about banjos and the movies. It features Jalon Crossland, who's a banjo player, a songwriter, singer out of Ten Sleep. And so we're showcasing that. And then after that, there's a local bluegrass band from Cheyenne called Beatgrass. And Beatgrass will be performing through the evening as well.
If people want to get more information about this, where do they go?
They can go to our website, which is www.CheyenneInternationalFilmFestival.com. And that has ticket information and other information. And they can also dial 307-509-0182, and we can give them information over the telephone as well.
Have you been surprised how well this has gone? I mean, it's really taken off.
Well, you know, the Jackson is one of the seats of film around Wyoming, and you know, that's really great, and we're just trying to get some cross-pollination in southeast Wyoming, and we're finding that there's interest all over.
And the Cheyenne International Film Festival, one more time, the website if folks want to check it out.
www.CheyenneInternationalFilmFestival.com.
Alan Ohashi, always nice having you on the program, and thank you.
It's always a pleasure, Bob.